Arthur's. They got poisons they can give you till you don't know which ends up. That's why I have to watch. That's why everything's covered here. Everything's covered so that you don't get anything in me. I would like to think that that's what had happened to him, that he was poisoned. I hope that that was the case. I'm afraid maybe it wasn't the case. But anyway, a lot of good people have been eliminated. And when too many get out to threaten the system, they'll get to you. They'll get to you. Or who knows, maybe someone come to Father Divine some night and said, your movement's getting too big. Now, it's either this or we're going to cut all your throats. You stop doing this. Start doing this. They've come to me and threatened me. I just haven't yielded. And I never would for me. And I won't for you, because I've gone through it. I figured if I sell out, that's the worst kind of death I could give you. But I dread the thought of you ever being tortured. I'm not ready to be able to accept the thought that you would have to be tortured for my beliefs. And I say my beliefs because too many cases it's my beliefs that they'd be tortured for. They wouldn't even know what they were being tortured for. So suddenly sometime there's a breakdown and I say, we got to get ready and get moving. Please move. Do what I've told you. I've made alliances all over the world to get you free. And don't make me have to follow you if I don't want to, because I was born to live and serve. And you know I couldn't do it comfortably if my older women and brothers and little babies were being tortured. I couldn't do that very well. I couldn't do it. I don't want to talk about it. Too many people listen. You want to say something, Wesley?
Before I say this, I realize that I do have a lot of false selfishness and prejudice and all that, but before I came up here, I used to wonder why there are ghettos and stuff like that. But now I watch and more whites come up here and talk about it than you blacks. You just sit there. You have to be led. You never speak up or nothing. You just sit there. And I find out that religion, you are more in that. You have more, about that by and by. You are still in it. More than other people. That's the way I see it, That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Marx said religion's an opiate to the people. That's a two-way street. Not only is it an opiate to keep your sleep, but it's a necessary opiate because the hell around them is so miserable they can't face it. So they take it. And so naturally the blacks had the worst kind of life, so they take more of the opiate.
Yet they'll listen to me tear it down more than anybody else.
The whites that get in the movement, it's true, he made a very keen observation. The inner core workers, hard workers, a lot of them are white. Strange, you can't get them to come in the meetings hardly.
But the one they do come, they'll stick
and become really sold out. Some of the people working their hind ends off here are white. I mean, we say light-complected, dark-complected, but just for definition. That's very strange, isn't it? But in the public meetings, you won't see 3% white. In fact, a white congregation would actually come and tar and feather me for what I preach. Maybe a lot of the blacks don't understand what I'm saying.
That could be, too.
Maybe that's the fact, if they don't understand all I'm saying. Some of them would tar and feather me. But even the little woman I argued with Saturday night, she disagreed with me. She was talking about the Lord this, Lord that, but she said, I can't help but like you, brother. She understood what I was saying. I come at her, I did one thing I shouldn't have done, but she was coming at me, that silly tongues they hide by, and she went, blah, blah, we get on, and I said, boo, 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 boo. She said, she said, that's not real, that's not real. She took that. The only thing I wish I hadn't done, but she just started this stuff, they always want to start thinking or talking, they want to start that. So I jumped back at her, and she took that so graciously. Well, if that had been a white person, and she left friendly. She asked me for a prayer cloth before she left. That was some evening. Mm-hmm. Strange woman. But she didn't want me messing with her Lord. We live and learn. And that's the sacrifice, I guess, that we will stay religion. That's the proof of our dedication. It's our duty to keep a group together, to keep resources together, to keep strength that can be used on a moment's notice. So we suffer religion to be so. Maybe you would have to do more than that. I thought sometimes, well, you know, if I'd go out on a campaign, how much money I could send back here for work, or how much I could send to build us facilities abroad if we were forced to leave, or to provide our cave. If I could only get my, I'd do it. The right thing would be to do it, but my blood pressure goes up, and I endanger my health, which endangers you. But if I could go out there and preach a straight Jesus doctrine with my gift, thousands would pack in on me. Why, you couldn't buy, if I just shut my mouth about these issues and just preach the straight old religious crap, and that might have to be someday, but I can't get my blood pressure to agree with it. Oh, why, yeah, they do 2,000s outside in the yard. They climb through the building. In Cincinnati, they climb Cincinnati, Ohio, 2,000 people out in the yard. Thousands inside, 2,000 out. I remember one old woman getting healed, cancer. I called her out. She climbed right through a window. She's 300 pounds, and she come right smack through a window. Fear of God was on that place. You could hear a pin drop in my meeting, but I made myself too real, too honest. If I'd sit in my chair and look at you very quietly, you know, and keep that religious demeanor. Look holy, yeah. I always wished I could develop what Father had on that. He could just look at them and say, "Aren't you glad? So glad," they say. But I never, I just don't have it. In the office, he'd relax. He'd relax. He could say some pretty straight things in the office. But he had it going for him there. But familiarity breeds what? Contempt. Should breed respect, but it breeds contempt. We like our gods to be aloof from us. Not as human as we are. Different from us. And when they get too human. Today, I don't like shorts, but I had to do some work, and I thought, I'm not going to wear those shorts. I'm going to find me an old pair of pants. And I thought, well, I've only got a couple of pants. So I put on an old swimming suit, and I knew that wasn't a thing to do. Some of you folk don't like, I don't see God in a swimming suit. That's too much. Too much see God in a swimming suit. And I don't care for them in the first place. I don't like to go tripping around in shorts. But I had to do it. I knew that I needed to humanize some of you. That's false. And it's been my conclusion that we've come this far, we might as well go all the way with honesty. We might as well kill any kind of false image that you've got. And if I don't kill it, nobody can. I either cuss it out or do something to get it out. But if we don't talk to the masses, it might be your necessity sometime to hold a fort while I go. If I could ever get my blood pressure to agree, because I could go out and have a campaign someplace in the East where they didn't know me, or in the South, and I could bring in $10,000 a night. $10,000 a night. And probably when I got back here in 3 weeks, it'd be hell raising. We've got to get so solidified and unified that we can free me to do what's the best for the greatest number. Of course, these are all ifs and ands. Frankly, I don't think you're going to be faced with a lot of things I'm portraying here. Because I think there is a crisis coming that's going to make it easy for you, because there'll be a cataclysm. But you shouldn't have to have that. You should face every alternative. Some are so sure, well, I'm going to the cave, and that's the way it's going to be. You should have to face, well, maybe it'll be a concentration camp. Maybe we'll have to run to Canada and then to some other place. All those things, we should face all those to be really perfected. We shouldn't have it all mapped out for us. When you got all your guidelines, what is that? That don't take any growth if you got everything staked out for you. That's what I used to couldn't take about that Jesus story. Said he knew he was born to die. Well, hell, if I knew I was born to die and going to raise in 3 days, I'd just say, come on, get it over with. Easy. That always bugged me about that story. He knew he was God, and he knew he was going to die and be resurrected. Well, that don't take any effort. If you know you're going to get resurrected, that don't take any pains, does it? I like to use the bad grammar, some of you folk, too. That's hard on your image of God. Yes, born with a silver spoon in the mouth. I don't know. Jesus wasn't born with no silver spoon in his mouth. History made him that way. He was a first-class revolutionary. He wasn't as evolved as we are today, but in his day, he didn't know which alternative was going to happen. He just lived the best he knew how for what he believed. And when he died, he died. That's a mystery. Somebody else took the Spirit on. But it wasn't like you've been told. He didn't know when he got on a cross he was going to come off of a cross. That's why I respect Jesus more than these Christians do. I couldn't respect anybody that knew that they were going to a cross and going to be raised in 3 days. That's no trouble. That wouldn't be no effort for any of you. Would it be for any of you? If you know, I'll say, I'm going to die, and on Friday they're going to nail me to the tree, but on Sunday I'm going to raise up and fly away. Why, you'd say, that's good. Let's get it on with it. Get on with the show. Silly business. Silly business. You should say to me, Father didn't have any blood in his veins. He doesn't feel pain. I thought, well, if he don't feel pain, he's no effort for him to be here. I said, you got blood in your veins, haven't you? He said, yes, I got blood in my veins. But you know the argument used to be in the movement. Some of them didn't believe he had blood in his veins. Didn't believe he could die. Didn't believe he could suffer. Didn't believe he could have a disease or anything else. Silly stuff. He suffered just like anybody else. He had diabetes badly. I knew because I gave him a message once. Oh, many years ago, about in May, before he was going into a coma. He was going into a coma in May. I'd sent it, and they said, don't want your messages, don't want your negation. I said, I'm not trying to give you any negation, I'm trying to help Father. And they didn't appreciate that. Well, he went in the coma several days because they thought he couldn't suffer. I wish we could have united in Harlem. The movement wouldn't be in a mess that it would be in. If I'd have come along then, things had been better, but such wasn't the case. And here we are, and there's nothing left out there. We got to do the job. It's on our shoulders now. Peace mission's here. Best of you folk are out of it. And it's a sad thing to have to look out here and say only about a dozen of you made it. Isn't that sad? Only about a dozen of you made it. There's some good folk over there, but they haven't got enough strength to study a matter. As Purity was saying today, she stood alone in meetings defending me. Here a man had come with 200 children and kept them all sweet and calm. Surely somebody ought to have been able to say a good word for that. And I understand you, Purity, say that you'd stand up and there would nobody else stand up with you? Nobody else to stand. Because everybody afraid. Well, I'm glad that you folk are here. Every one of you that are here, you weren't afraid. Okay. Anybody has a last parting word, we'll say so, but otherwise... shall conclude. Over here, yes, General.
I wanted to say something about the CIA.
Secret.
These are the most rudest people that you could ever come in contact with. And really what they are, they're nothing but suckers. They'll do anything. Normally they're young people. Young men. And if they come in, with a Bible in their hand and a smile on their face and praising the Lord. We had this happen in Seattle. The two that come in up there, I had worked for about a year and a half with these men right across the street in front of my office to where I could watch their comings and goings each and every day. They come in the building and each one of them had a Bible in their hand. I stood there and I watched them take their seat, and then I notified the other people that these people had entered the building. Now, don't ever get it in your mind that the CIA is all white. You've got many, many blacks in the CIA, and I can't understand, to save me, why they would want to do such job. And they do some rude things to people. During the time that I was in the Army as a PFC, I stood up and had to defy a major because he made the statement that we could go into Korea or Vietnam and kill women and babies at our own discretion. No mercy whatsoever. Do as we so choose just to win that war. It was pitiful.
Yes, sir. Well, the temptation when you're faced with such odds is to pray. But praying won't do any good, baby. Working's the only thing that'll do any good. The temptation to pray is strong. The old tendency to revert to religion will be there. Everybody likes a scapegoat, like somebody to lean on. But there's nobody to lean on, honey, but us's. Just look at history. God's chosen people, the Jews, nearly all of them were murdered in Germany. They're supposed to be God's chosen people. And we don't have to review what's happened to the best of our blacks and Indians. The best of our whites, for that matter. Thomas Paine, who told the truth about the Bible, laid 7 years in a jail without a trial. Now they memorialize him as a great hero. He wasn't no hero then. And we're not going to be a hero. And I don't give a damn about being a hero anymore. I just like to have peace, wouldn't you? Just have peace. And we'll get that peace if we work together. That's why I'm a safe leader. I don't have any ego in me. I'm the only person I know anywhere yet that I've been in experience that doesn't have any ego in them. I don't need anything but to see a world free of want, poverty, war, and injustice, capitalist exploitation. I don't need anything but that. And that's why I'm safe. And if I didn't have that ability, I wouldn't be safe. My healings don't make me the person that I am. It's that ability to be what is needed. No matter what I think I'm talented for, know what I'm talented to do. I've got some talents that you've never seen. Know I've got certain talents, but they're not called for, so I do what I can do. And that's what makes me a safe leader. But you become like me. Then's when they're going to have trouble. If we all get the strengths of each other, if you get my strengths and we get each other's strengths, and we all become like each other, then we become a Gideon's army that nobody can counteract. But if just one leader, they can get rid of that leader and throw the people into confusion. But if everybody stands tall in the same principle and stamina and develops the same inner resources, the same ability to take pain. So I can never understand anybody worrying about pain. I've got the power to use right now, if I were willing to neglect socialism, to stop the pain, as I showed the ladies this afternoon. I can stop the pain in that arm right this minute. No pain. But if I concentrate a second or two, I'm afraid, because I've got to put all my mind on that to stop that pain. If I'm putting all my mind on that, it's not someplace else where it's needed. So I can't put it on me. That's why I don't understand you people asking for pain, because I've got more pain than you know. You don't know the pain I feel all the time. It's a horrible pain. It's a pain that I only can describe it. It's a near nausea. I take a lot of diet 7-Up just to keep my stomach calm, because there's so much pain that it's near nausea. But no one last night would have been healed if I hadn't taken it into the body. That's the key. Just getting around people and their problems, I get it. And the minute I get away from people and their problems, it's gone. But unfortunately, there's no way to get away from people and their problems and do what's right, so I'm going to stay where I'm at. Anybody that has any thought, last thought, all right. Mm-hmm. You take care of that. What is it? Fine. What kind of letters do you want me to keep all the people here to give them? Senior citizens may leave when she gets ready to do this. Let's sing a little song before we go, and then the senior citizens may leave, but please stay. There's some vital letters to our security that the rest of you need to write. But I'd like for those that are older to be able to go home and rest. But the rest of you stay. If you consider yourself young, stay. You can be useful too. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation. Arise, ye wretched of the earth. Most the thunder's condemnation. A better world's in birth. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation. Arise, ye wretched of the earth, for justice thunders condemnation, a better world's in birth. Once again, learn that verse. Arise, ye prisoners of starvation, arise, ye wretched of the earth. For justice thunders condemnation, a better world's in birth.